because who is Natasha?
Thanks. That's really happening so quick. Hello everyone, my name's Natasha and I'm an addict. And I'm really grateful, I'm so grateful to be alive and anything else that happens is a bonus. And when I woke up this morning, I thanked God for waking me up because I could have died in my sleep and I just feel like tomorrow's not promised, so we have to make the most of now, basically. So I'm 1,343 days clean. Hallelujah! But I'm not, not that I count anymore, I've got an app that does that for me now. But really I should be 4,745 days clean, because I should be 13. That's what I keep telling myself, because that's when I first heard about recovery. First heard about recovery in 2003 for a treatment centre. It was a 12-step treatment centre. And social services, I had 3 kids at the time, and social services said, if you don't go to treatment, we're going to take your kids. So I was really angry and resentful. I thought, why are these social workers who haven't got any kids telling me how to bring up mine, first of all? And then I thought, I was angry at the fact that I had kids, because I was thinking, well, if I didn't have kids, then no one would be caring, I'm just another statistic, or blah, 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 blah. And that's what I used to shut my head up. I was fed up. I was like, I just couldn't shut my head up. And basically, in the end, the drugs didn't even work. So I went to this treatment centre. We had to do the first 5 steps, and we had to do 3 meetings a week. And I thought, why do we have to do 3 meetings? Why can't we just do one? I'm going to do the Friday night one. It's my favourite one. But you had to do 3 meetings, otherwise you get put on contract and kicked out. So I was doing all this stuff begrudgingly, resentful, and what happened? Ended up relapsing because I was in denial, basically. In denial is an acronym for didn't even know I am lying. I went in there and I tried to change everything. I tried to rewrite the steps. I was thinking, why didn't it say we accepted we were powerless over our addiction? Why didn't it say we accepted? Because if we accept it, it means we fully concede to our inner self, we don't have to go out and do any more market research. And then step two says, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. I'm thinking, no, it shouldn't say could, it should say would restore us to sanity, because could means there's wriggle room, there's room for maneuver, and I need certainty. I need to know that I'm going to be sane, which I'm evidently not, and I'm a work in progress not perfection. But and when step 3 says made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him, and I'm saying, well, who says it's a him? It could be a her. It should say God as we understand God. Well, and I was just thinking, just shut up, man, just come in, my way didn't work, so try something else. And when step 9 said made direct amends to such people wherever possible except when to do so would injure them or others, I'm thinking, well, it's going to injure everybody, therefore I don't need to make any amends. And that's the thing, the only amend I need to do is to stay clean on a daily basis. And that's the thing, always trying to find a shortcut or a loophole, never, just never surrendering. And that's what you have to do. This program is about honesty, open-mindedness, willingness. And it's about action and prayer. And it is a spiritual program. And I will mention God, even though when I first came in, people say, oh, the God word. Basically, I call it God. And it doesn't have to be like some guy in the sky. It could be like group of druggies, get over denial, giver of dignity, gift of desperation, great outdoors, good orderly direction, get off drugs, whatever it is, as long as I know that I'm not it, basically. And I did, because I thought I was God. I was like an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, and I'm definitely not God. I definitely am not. And the thing is, when you work through the steps, it's like there's principles behind the steps. There's honesty, open-mindedness, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, love, forgiveness, discipline, awareness, and service. And as you work through each step, you sort of unwrap the principle that's behind it, and hopefully practice it in your daily life. I'm not saying I'm perfect. Sometimes it's 2 steps forward, 10 steps back, but it is like a daily thing. It's a daily reprieve, basically. I can't say, oh, I'm never going to use again, but I know that if I keep doing the basics, I won't have to go back to them. I get up, I pray, I call my sponsor, I do all the stuff that needs to be done. And there's 5 S's. It's having a sponsor, working a step, sharing, getting support from the meetings, and doing service. Service keeps you clean, basically. If it wasn't for people doing service, I wouldn't be here today. I used to do service in Holloway Prison, even though they used to think I was an inmate. Mate, every time I went in, I think it's because I wore my onesies then. I should go to onesies and all of this, actually. But yeah, they always. I've got about 100 onesies. It's not like you can wear them all at once. See, that's the thing. It affects me in every area of my life. So I put the drugs down, picked up drink. I put the drink down, picked up kids. I've got 5 kids. Like, 1 was too many, 5 wasn't enough. It's like, oh, it was terrible. But, running anything I do, I do to excess. I think 5 kids is a bit extreme. But and then basically, so after the first treatment centre failed, my mum thought, let's send her up to Jamaica and get her clean out there. And that didn't work, basically, because all I did was like drink white rum and smoke loads of weed, and then came back and went to another treatment. I went to about 6, cut a long story short, I went to about 6 treatment centres. And I find that when I practice this stuff, it works, it really does. Like I said, the sponsor of the steps is sharing and getting support from meetings and doing service. When I do that stuff, it works. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it definitely works. And the thing is, if the cure works, the chances are I've got the disease. And like I said, I was in denial. I think, how comes like I'm smoking crack and doing all this and that? I remember, do you know what? I will mention AA, because I first came in through that fellowship. I went to AA and I was smoking crack, and I was in the meeting saying, "Oh, I've stopped drinking, I'm smoking crack." And the thing is, I know, it's like, crack's keeping me sober. But that's the thing. I was in AA smoking crack, thinking I was sober, and I was in NA drinking, thinking I was clean, and it doesn't work. I didn't realise it was the disease of addiction. It affects every area of my life. And I love that part in the reading where it said the newcomer is the most important in the meeting. Because I kept on relapsing because I wanted to be the most important person. I said, but it's not about that, it's really not. It's like, everyone's important, whether you're old, whether you're new. And that's the thing, it's just for today, it's only 24 hours. Like, relapse isn't a requirement, but I had to have all those relapses for me. It took a decade of being in, out, shake it all about. And they say, if you don't change, your clean time will. And mine did, because I just, it's like, if you don't, it's about change, you have to change. If you don't change, I'm going to remain the same person that needed to use. And I remember when I was in that treatment centre and the counsellor used to come down and say, "Have you remembered your first step today? I've never known anyone relapse that remembered their first step." Bad Irish accent, really bad. But she said, "Oh, look back, but don't stare. You don't change, you're going to remain the same person that needed to use." And and all those things, it's the first drug that does the damage. Illness starts with I, wellness starts with me. Yeah, illness starts with I, wellness starts with me. Don't take the first drug. If you don't take the first drug, you can't get high, and all that stuff. And I always remember that. And Jamaica didn't work. Went to another treatment centre, and I was clean for like 10 months. And my partner, he doesn't use. Well, he drinks like a Guinness on a Saturday. And I sort of convinced myself that I could drink a Guinness on a Saturday. I can never drink a Guinness on a Saturday and have a pub. But so what I did was, when I relapsed on everything. I cut the meetings out, I dropped the sponsor, stopped the commitments, and then the old thinking gets in, and it lies to you. Please don't believe that lie. You've got to be honest with yourself. When I use, using takes me to places that I don't want to go. If I use, it's like, you've got to be honest. If you're not honest, you're going to struggle. If I pick up, I don't know if I'll ever put down. Like I said, I had 10 years of being in, out, doing the hokey-cokey, basically. And I finally surrendered on the 24th of February, 2013. I got clean in 2013. And it was the best thing I ever did. I went to treatment for the last time. And you don't have to go to treatment. You can just come to meetings. Come to meetings, get a sponsor. And do. You could do it that way. But I had to get taken out of society because I just couldn't do it. Once I use, I can't stop. It's so powerful, this illness, that... for the sake of my unborn child, I couldn't even stop. I've got 5 kids, and the last 2 were put on the register for the protection of the unborn child, and I'm not proud about that, but it's an illness, and I hate that as well. That seems like such a cop-out. Oh, it's an illness. And one of my rock bottoms that I always share, because it's I remember my son, my 18-year-old, he was 18 at the time, he's 22 now, and I remember I'd just come out of treatment for the 5th time, and I was 11 months clean, went in his room, tidying up his room like the good mother I now was, being 11 months clean, even though I hadn't been there for his whole life. And I found some drugs, and I was thinking, this is the reward for tidying up his room, even though I was 11 months clean. Didn't share it with a sponsor, didn't share it in a meeting, hid it, and like they were calling me like these drugs, "Oh, take me, take me." And the thing is, I devalued myself that much that I took these drugs. I didn't even know what they were. I was found OD'd, knickers around my ankles, snot coming out my nose, fell forward, and they filmed it as well. I should put it on YouTube. But and they filmed it. And then the next day, the door was knocking like the police. I was thinking, who's that knocking the door like it was the police? And it was the police. Like 10 of them had come to search my son's room because he'd been arrested for possession with the intent to fly. And I was thinking, thank God, at least I snorted all the drugs the day before. They'll never find anything here. And that's the thing, the insanity of this thing. I just threw away 11 months, and that's what I kept doing. I kept on throwing away clean time. I had 3 years, I had 5 months, I had 10 months, I had another 2 months, and it's horrible, because it's like that powerlessness. I experienced that powerlessness when you know you shouldn't be using. I was calling a dealer, getting 5 for the price of 4, and it's probably cut with bloody paracetamol. I was thinking, how come I'm using and I'm not getting any higher? Thank you. So, oh God, I could go on for ages. I'm just telling you, the gifts of recovery. Basically, get to meetings. Meeting makers make it. More meetings, more choice. Less meetings, less choice. No meetings, no choice. I remember I used to hear, don't let the life that NA gives you take you away from NA. And that's what's happening. It's like God gave me a job. Hallelujah. Meet Natasha at work in the same sentence. That's what I was saying. My daughter Levi thinks the world's coming to an end. She said, we got an Asian mayor, a female president, a female prime minister, and my mum's got a job. So she thinks the world's coming to an end. And me, with my 2 drink driving convictions and conviction for road rage, I can't believe I'm a frigging bus driver. But unfortunately, driving a double decker around today. But my meeting attendance has suffered, but I do, like, there's other ways that I practice the program. Like I said, everyone's got to find something that works for them. But no one was ever found dead with a meeting hanging out of their arm. It says try and get to meetings in 90 meetings in 90 days. 7 days without a meeting makes 1 week. 14 days without a meeting makes 1 2 weeks. You have to, you get out of this what you put in. You really do. I can't advocate this program enough. I don't even think it should be anonymous. I think they should plaster it on billboards. This stuff has saved my life and it's given me a new life. Remember Dudley once said, oh, you're an AK-47 of recovery, firing recovery bullets. But this stuff is great. It's amazing. I'm telling you. Oh, I don't know. But all I want to say is just get a sponsor, work the steps, share, get support from the meetings, and do service. It really has changed my life. It's given me back to myself. It's given my, it's like, it's given, my mum thought I was going to be dead before I was 30, and I'm 41. I've outlived her premonition by 11 years. I'm old, man. I think, God, that time that I wasted using, but hopefully I've got more time in front of me than I have behind me. This program works, but you've got to keep coming back. Like I said, relapse isn't a requirement, but it's what I had to do to realise what a precious gift my recovery is, and I've got to polish it every day with high power, gratitude, prayer, service, 12 steps, one promise, freedom from active addiction. I'll leave it there. Thank you.